WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Rough day yesterday on Wall Street, but overall, the earnings season just ended quarter three. Positive. The look ahead to quarter four is something that we can do as well this morning. But we want to bring in Shiraz Mian with us from Zacks Investment Research. Shiraz is a research director there. And Shiraz, welcome back to The Opening Bell. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
I want to, before we talk about earnings, get a sense from you about yesterday. I know it's still stinging for a lot of folks. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P all off about 3%. Your thoughts on what happened yesterday?
So there have been worries about the length of the current economic cycle, both here in the U.S. as well as globally. The uncertainty about global trade has been a persistent issue as well. And then there is the issue of how the Fed responds to these new signals. There are questions about what the Europeans and other central banks do as well. It's the sum total of all these concerns that came together yesterday, and that, in my judgment, is the major reason what spooked the markets.
Is it something that we will see continue, or was it a one-off yesterday, or is this going to be a concern moving forward day-to-day?
I would say this will continue. The trade issue is not going away. The agreement between China and the U.S. In the G20 summit effectively kick the issue for another 3 months, at a minimum, most likely 6 months. So the new year will most likely be with us with the same set of issues that we have dealt with in the second half of 18. So the issues and the concerns that have been weighing on the market lately will be with us for some time.
Let's talk about quarter three earnings. The scorecard is out. How did the companies that Zacks watch do? What would the scorecard be?
So very, very strong performance, Steve. The earnings season is effectively over. 25.6% is the year-over-year earnings growth for S&P 500. Which is almost the same that we saw in the first half of the year. Revenue growth, 8.5%, almost 79% of the companies beat EPS estimates, and almost two-thirds of the companies, 65%, beat revenue estimates. Any way you look at it, it's a very strong showing.
The sixth time in the last seven quarters of double-digit earnings growth, you really can't ask for any better than that, can you?
That's true. When you look at the internals of what's been giving us the earnings growth, the tax cut that we got around a year back this time was a huge boost. But even prior to the tax cut, we were averaging double-digit earnings growth, so very strong momentum on corporate profitability. And you are absolutely correct; you couldn't ask for anything better in terms of corporate profitability.
When you look at some of the specific companies, are there any stories that stick out from those companies? I know that you guys have a group of ones that you watch and report on regularly, but were there any surprises or any areas of concern?
You know, the breadth in terms of strength was widespread, so we divide the corporate sector into 16 sectors. Of our 16 sectors, 14 had double-digit earnings growth, including energy, including finance, technology, consumer discretionary, retail. Across the board, there was strength. In terms of pockets of weakness, some of the economically sensitive areas particularly on a global level. Semiconductors have been under pressure. There are some areas that are more exposed to emerging markets and global markets where there have been signs of some weakness. So we had companies like Caterpillar, 3M, and some others in that area which are exposed to global growth, which are exposed to the strong U.S. dollar. There were some worries in those areas, but across the board, there was a lot more strength and momentum than those areas of concern.
Well, as we look ahead to quarter four and the full year, what should be the thoughts going? What are your research points moving forward? What might we expect in quarter four?
So that is the big question at this stage. The growth pace that we have seen in the first three quarters of the year is expected to decelerate. So current expectations are for earnings growth to drop to about half of what we saw in the first three quarters. 12.8% is the consensus, the Zacks consensus earnings growth for Q4. And estimates for Q4 have been coming down in recent weeks, and the question will be, as these companies report Q4 results and share their outlook and underlying trends in business of what they see the picture evolving in 2019, and that'll be a big area of interest for the market as well as for us as to how expectations for 2019 as a whole evolve. We had almost 21% growth in 2018. The expectation currently is about 8.5% earnings growth in 2019. And the question will be how much those expectations hold up and to what extent they come down given some of these worries that we discussed earlier.
And the guidance, too, from some of these conference calls that I sat in on or listened in on, where the companies, again, their concerns, you mentioned a few of them, the international trade, of course, the strong U.S. dollar is in there. Those things are going to be front and center for these companies as we begin 2019.
That's correct. And if I could add anything to that list, Steve, it'll be inflation in some of these input costs. There is the question of more pressure on the payroll side as well. So, yes, we'll be closely watching as to how management teams describe and put the business trends in the first quarter of 2019 as well as for full year. But trade is the big issue. And as long as management teams do not see clarity and visibility on this big issue, my sense is that the overall tone of guidance will be a bit muted.
Shiraz, always good information from you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Shiraz Mian is with us from Zacks Investment Research, where he is research director. Always good information from Shiraz. You can find more at Zacks.com. That is Zacks.com for Zacks Investment Research.